This is the sixth section of Maximum Memory Power by John Williams, which is copyright 2006. All rights are reserved. This audio is only available with the Maximum Memory Power ebook from ebook wholesalers. Power pegs. The PEG method of retaining and recalling important information has also had hundreds of years of development. There are a few variations, and some of them may appeal to you more than others. It is worth the small extra effort required over the link and location systems, because it lets you put any item from any of the PEGs in your system more quickly than with the other systems. Link systems store the information in a particular order, so you have to mentally skip through the sequence to find the particular item which you want. The PEGs and the items that you tie to them can be recalled in or out of sequence much quicker and more easily. For this system, you memorize a basic list of items which you retain to use as PEGs, where you attach the items from other, usually more short-lived lists which you want to remember. Word PEGs. The word PEG system has you memorize just 10 objects, which will be the PEGs you'll put other items on, so that you remember them in sequence. You can change part or all of my list to items which you are more comfortable with. For one, I use sun, the sun in the sky. For two, I use shoe, on your foot. For three, I use tea, as in cup of tea. For four, I use a door, which can be, of course, a door you're very familiar with. For five, I use a beehive. For six, I use sticks. For seven, I use raven, which is a type of blackbird. For eight, I use a gate. For nine, I use a mine. The picture is of a number of large rocks around a black hole. And for 10, I use a hen, out of the chook yard, of course. After trying the link system, you can see that these items are very easy to tie to their numerical position in the list because they mostly sound like the number at their position. They are also very easy to make a simple mental picture of, along with any item which you might want to remember by putting them together in your mind pictures. This is the way that I learned the system, but some other people teach a variation which uses pictures of objects which resemble the actual number to some degree. These picture number pegs are 1, golf club, which has one vertical upright. 2, swan, because the 2 is like the swan's curved neck. 3, fork, a kitchen fork with 3 tines or points. 4, yacht, because the 4 is like the shape of the sail. 5, your hand, as in give me 5. 6, snail. The ball is the shell with the neck curving up. 7, cliff edge. 8, snowman. Very simply drawn with one ball on top of the other, resembling an 8. 9, microbe. This is a bug with the ball of the 9 being the body and the curved tail going downward. 10, moon. That's a round ball, but use the moon rather than a ball because it will probably suggest more ways to link to the item which you want to remember in your list. Because the pictures of these items are an essential part of the word PEG system, it is worth spending a little extra time to get your mental pictures of them as sharp as possible. You can use this as a substitute for the link system with things like the shopping list from the previous section. I won't take you through the whole process in full detail again. When you are comfortable with your recall of the word pegs themselves, test yourself with a list like the one provided for the link system practice. Bread, fish, newspaper, apples, toothpaste, milk, candy bars, sausages, lettuce, and lottery ticket. If you have already done the exercise for the link system, then it would be better to use a different list of 10 items this time, but you might include a couple from the old list to see how well the new list replaces the earlier one in your mind. If the repeat items show up at the right positions in your new list, then you're going very well in improving your memory usage. Just take each item in turn from your shopping list and make a vivid mental picture containing that item and your next word peg, but make the pictures as silly as you like. It should not take long or a lot of effort. Don't spend as much time on the pictures for each of the items in the lists you make as you did when you were setting the word pegs in place in your memory. The lists are only needed for a relatively short time. Numerical pegs. Do you have to remember series of numbers? Most of us do, and this can be very hard for many people. This system may not be as easy as the link and word peg systems, but a couple of sessions of half an hour each should see you ready to start using it. That hour of focused effort will be repaid many times over. The system will not suit everyone, but please take my word for it that it is easier to use than for me to describe to you. In this list, just focus on the sound of the letters for each of the base numbers 1 to 0. For 1, use T or D because they have one downstroke. For 2, use N, which has two downstrokes. For 3, use M, which has, of course, three downstrokes. For 4, use R, because 4 ends in R. And for 5, we use L. Remember this by remembering that the Roman 50 is L. For 6, use J, CH, or SH. Remember this by realizing that the script J is like a backward 6. For 7, use K or a hard C. If you lent a backward 7 against a 7, it would resemble a K. For 8, use F or V. The script F has two loops like an 8. For 9, use B or P. Lowercase b is like a reversed upside down 9. And for O, use Z or Z, because O equals 0. These numbers and their association with the base numbers is the foundation of the system, so please give it your best efforts. Don't worry if you need more than an hour of practice to be able to recall them quickly, without effort, in or out of sequence, and in any order. My 1 hour estimate is based on feedback which I've had from some people that I showed the system to. Even if you take longer, your effort will be repaid by both your improved ability to mentally store and recall long numbers, as well as your better all-round use of your memory. When you have some long numbers to memorize, take each in turn and convert it to the equivalent sounds of your numeric pegs. For example, the number 8142264255, which would be quite hard to remember by itself, will become FTNNJRNL. My memory jogger for that is afternoon journal. Combination pegs. Can you see the power which these fairly simple systems give you? What if you could combine numbers and words? This advanced step will be fairly easy for most people, but don't worry if you find it a little more work than the earlier systems. That's definitely true. But the combination pegs give you more powerful associations. You need to associate words with each of the numerical pegs which you've already learnt. For 1, use a golf tee. For 2, use Noah and his ark. For 3, use Mo. That's a moustache. For 4, use Oar. That's from a small boat or dinghy. For 5, use Ale. You know, the type of beer. For 6, use Joey. That's a baby kangaroo and very easy to remember. For 7, use Cow. Yep, Moo. For 8, use Ivy, because V is the central and dominant letter in Ivy. For 8, use B. One of the bees from the hive in the other system would do fine. And for 10, use toes. 10 of them. All of those items will be easy for you to tie to whatever items are on your lists. The combination process will quickly become easier to use and recall. You can expand this almost forever to 60 or even 100, and that should give you no trouble. Here's my suggestions for 11 up to 20 to get you started. 11, use tot, as in whiskey, or a baby if you're under 18. For 12, use ton. That's a simple picture of a weight with ton written on it. For 13, use tom, as in an ugly tomcat. For 14, use tree. For 15, use tail, of whatever animal suits you. For 16, use taj, as in Taj Mahal. For 17, use tack. That's one of those little things we use to hold papers to a pegboard. For 18, use TV. For 19, use tuba out of the orchestra. For 20, use nose, because everybody's got one. For an entertaining use of this system, see the giant memory in the section Memory Games and Stunts. That can be a reputation maker when you do it well. In the seventh section, there's more tips and strategies that real people like you have proven will improve our memory use. It's that easy to get maximum memory power.